If there's a particular place on the North Shore where you like to get a sandwich and an Americano, you might want to go show them some love. The deadline for business owners to repay their COVID-era federal business loans without penalty comes on Thursday, and there are likely many businesses that won't be able to do it, the North Vancouver Chamber is warning. In the spring of 2020, the federal government offered the Canada Emergency Business Account loan, up to $60,000, interest-free, to help entrepreneurs last through lockdowns. Those who pay it off by the deadline are entitled to have up to $20,000 forgiven. Starting on January 18, businesses will face interest rates of 5% monthly and lose their eligibility for any portion of debt to be forgiven. They'll then have 3 years to pay off the loans in full. Already, the feds have extended the deadline 3 times, but the North Van Chamber has been among many groups urging the Department of Finance to give businesses more time. In many cases that we've heard from people who would like that extension, whether their business survives or not is at stake, and that's probably the saddest outcome of this. There are some businesses that may go under because they're not able to repay the loan, said Patrick Stafford Smith, Chamber CEO. That's got to be a very, very stressful situation for them right now. Stafford Smith said the Chamber doesn't have any data on how many local businesses took a SABA loan or how many haven't been able to pay it back. But the Chamber did carry out a survey of its members in the summer of 2023, which found some stark numbers. Of those who responded, 95% said the SABA loan helped them stay afloat during COVID. But 72% said they will not be able to pay back the loan by the deadline. Having to pay back the loans in full would either significantly impact the viability of 68% of the businesses or force them to close, the survey found. The Canadian Federation of Independent Business estimates 22% of small businesses in BC won't meet the deadline. Anecdotally, Stafford Smith said it appears the majority of the local business owners he's spoken to have been able to pay back the SABA loan or refinance. But, since the worst of the pandemic passed, businesses have faced unprecedented inflation, supply chain issues, rising interest rates and an uncertain economy, Stafford Smith noted. Some businesses have recovered quicker than others, and I think it is a very personal, individual situation, he said, noting that many business owners don't feel comfortable speaking publicly about being trapped in debt. I think we do need to have some empathy for those who had a viable business and now are struggling. Ben Coli, co-founder of Daggerod Brewing in Burnaby, took to social media to highlight the unfairness of the SABA program in retrospect. I'm so angry. 4 years ago, the government forbade 1,000s of small businesses to operate and they offered us loans, he wrote. Banks could still charge interest, landlords could still charge rent, but we couldn't operate and they offered us debt. Now many entrepreneurs face bankruptcy. Stafford Smith said he doesn't judge the SABA program quite so harshly, given how quickly it was rolled out. I think any business owner would be a fool not to take those kinds of loans because of the uncertainty at the time, and I don't think anybody can predict the future, he said. I just wish there were more options for some of the businesses looking to repay. The Department of Finance did not provide any stats on how many local business owners would be affected by the coming deadline, but a statement from Catherine Kuplinskas, press secretary for the finance minister, did highlight the flexibility SABA has provided. The bottom line is that, if you are a small business owner and do not currently have the funds to repay your SABA loan, you now have 3 years to repay it in full. The SABA program, which delivered over $49 billion to nearly 900,000 small businesses and nonprofits across the country, including in North Vancouver, was an essential part of the federal government's swift response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The additional flexibility that we announced is significant support for small businesses who might still be struggling to make ends meet. For those who want to help their local proprietors, Stafford Smith has some advice. Shop local and buy from our local vendors, and hopefully that purchase you made, whether it's food or whether it's a product or a service, will help somebody in their business be more viable. Brichter at nsnews.com. Twitter.com/Brentrichter